This is All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Desmond O'Boyle. For those who had a hard time discussing the outcome of the presidential election at the Thanksgiving dinner table, the topic is likely to come up again at Christmas and again on Inauguration Day. But this feeling that we are right in our way of thinking versus the person we are talking to may have to do with how our brains are wired.
Our brains kind of crave certainty and are kind of wired in a way that, especially once we make kind of decisions about big items, our brains are really wired to kind of protect that belief and defend it against attack in a lot of different ways.
That's Colorado State University Professor of Communication Studies, Martine Carcassonne. How people debate and solve problems in communities is the focus of his research. And as director of the CSU Center for Public Deliberation, he helped facilitate debate forums to study why people are so divergent to others' political viewpoints during the election. He says our brains naturally view the world in terms of good versus evil, with the individual feeling they are defending the good side.
So in a lot of, unfortunately, a lot of narratives kind of feed into that, and particularly, you know, a political system that's a two-party system is going to buy directly into that. So, you know, you want to engage people before they have a strong opinion, and that's when they can, you know, think much more creatively and see different sides and kind of be open to kind of new views. But with a two-party system, people are automatically, you know, tend to be on one side or the other, though certainly kind of unaffiliated voters are growing more and more. But you're almost kind of predetermining a position before any issues start in some ways. So that just makes it harder and harder for us to have real conversations.
How can people have more constructive conversations to improve communication between people that disagree?
Part of it, like I just mentioned, is getting to the issue earlier. When it's a problem that people, you know, people see it as a problem, but they haven't kind of invested in a particular solution to it yet. We actually have, you know, lots of similar values. We see problems in lots, you know, in similar ways. So if you engage in that way before people have made a public commitment, then you can really kind of get them to talk in different ways. And then other components, I mean, we have the student facilitators that we use. We frame material. Most of the material on different issues are very much framed to persuade, to convince people to think a different way. We have small groups. So you can actually have real conversations with people. So those caricatures that our brains develop of people that think differently than us, of, you know, picking the very worst argument on the other side as a representative argument and kind of, you know, assuming the best of your argument, those kind of things kind of fall away when you're able to have kind of a real authentic conversation.
So with Inauguration Day for our president-elect on the horizon, can you talk about some advice that you have for people for the next 4 years to come on both sides of the aisle?
At the local level, there's lots of important decisions that are made that really influence people's lives. Cities have to solve problems. We can't play these political games. We have to work together. So I think I would argue if people are just really dismayed at the national politics, I'm not saying ignore national politics or give up on national politics, but I think if you put some energy into local issues and getting engaged in that and thinking you can make a difference in people's lives, and the good news is you feel better about people, because once you actually, you know, the meetings that we've run for the last 10 years, tough issues, bringing people together from different perspectives, but with good process, you spark good conversations, and your faith in human nature actually goes up through those interactions. Versus, you know, when you're trying to engage on Facebook or following Twitter or trying to have a really bad conversation with someone who disagrees with you on national things that you're, you know, people aren't really going to budge that much.
Martine Carcassonne is director of the Center of Public Deliberation at Colorado State University. For those wanting to get involved in politics at the local level, Colorado's legislative session starts on January 11th. And for those not looking forward to the holiday conversations ahead, Carcassonne suggests the following. Don't push facts during an argument because it will likely drive someone further away. The loudest voices are usually the most biased, and it never hurts to be a good listener. For KUNC, I'm Desmond O'Boyle.